with everything happening in the world of horses. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket. Here's your host, Clay McCuller.
Hello, folks. You're listening to the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller and Travis Hawkins. We have a great show lined up for you today. And it's Texas High School Rodeo happening. The Texas High School Finals, we've had that here for many, many years. It's going on all week. It's June 9th through the 16th. We have Bailey Barrett and Jade Barrett here in the studio. Both of them are saddle bronc riders. Jade does both. Bailey's the older one. He just does bareback.
No.
I mean, just saddle bronc.
No.
What do you do?
No, he's the older one. He rides bareback and saddle bronc. And
you're the younger one? Why are you so much bigger than your brother?
I don't know.
He didn't drink coffee?
It just happened that way.
Well, anyway, we've got a great show. We've got P.J. Perkins coming up at the half hour. We've got a Bucking for Heroes bull riding this weekend in Sweetwater. We're going to fill you in all about that. But we're going to let you know all about the Texas High School Rodeo Finals. What else we have next week? What's coming up next week for the Fandangle?
The Albany Fandangle.
Albany Fandangle will be coming up. We're going to be talking to...
We're going to have Lauren Ayers on again.
And Lauren Ayers.
We're going to try to get her to talk about the Fandangle and all the stuff that's going on out there at Fort Griffin. The last two weekends in June is when that's going to be going on. That's a big deal if you've never been to it. It's a live show that's put on by... You know, real cowboys that get out there and do their deal, and it's about as real of a Western show as you can go to in the state of Texas. So it's going to be a good time. Everybody, if they hadn't bought tickets, they need to go and get online and go to the – oh, I got it wrote down here somewhere. They need to get online and go to the FortGriffinFandangle.org to buy those tickets. So – it's going to be a good time. Last two weekends in June, June 22nd, 23rd, June 29th to the 30th.
So what have you been doing, Travis?
Just trying to help Dad put cotton in the ground. It's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, is it really? You look like you've just been in a real good mood.
It's just the most wonderful time of year. But I can't complain because the price is pretty dang high right now. So
it is high, isn't it?
It's stupid how high it is.
What does that mean?
It means
future.
Everybody's throwing cotton in the ground.
Everybody that's got an open piece of ground is putting cotton in.
If they've got grass, they're spraying it with Roundup and putting cotton on it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Underwear going up.
That's right. Diapers are going to get expensive. That's right.
Well, y'all have had some rain. We've had some rain here. We've been blessed. It's still dry elsewhere.
There's a lot of parts of the Panhandle and south of Lubbock and that area that they haven't had any rain at all.
Period.
I mean, I've got cousins that live up in between Seminole and Tahoka and that area, and they're replanting for the third time. First time it dried out. Second time the wind blew it out. And now the third time they're putting it in dry dirt. So.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tropical storm on the way, so there might be a chance of them having rain.
It's just expensive when you're throwing $400 a sack cotton seed in the ground to make it pencil out. But
some of them have done it three times, you think?
Yeah. The good thing is when you replant, they cut the price back to where it's about 100 and something a bag, but still, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller and Travis Hawkins. We're about everything horses and ranching related out here in West Texas. We've got two really, really nice, stout-looking guys that nearly broke my hand when they shook my hand when I met them a minute ago, Bailey Barrett and Jade Barrett. Bailey, introduce yourself, sir. Tell us how old you are, where you're from.
I'm Bailey Barrett. I'm 17. I'm from Ranger, Texas.
And so how have you fared so far at the high school finals?
I bucked off both my bareback horses and my first saddle bronc horse, but I have another one tomorrow night that if I get him covered, I can hopefully make the short go on him.
So what about you, Bailey? Jade, I mean?
I bucked off my first bareback horse.
Well, so you got another one win tonight?
Yes, sir.
So there's not many of you rough stock guys.
No, sir. There's only 16 bareback riders and 23 saddle bronc riders.
So how many will they take back to the short go?
15.
15. And what does it take to make if you make the top 10 here, you go to the national high school finals, correct?
You make top 4, you go to nationals.
Top 4.
So how are y'all feeling so far about it? Encouraged, discouraged, excited, disappointed?
I'm just kind of right there in the middle. I'm just hoping for the best on my next horse, and maybe I can make it work.
Okay. So, Bailey, how long have you been doing this? Your whole life, probably?
Pretty much. My dad bought me my first horse when I was 2, and he would just stick me on him and let him run off with me. And I wound up learning how to either hit, tuck and roll when I hit, or hold on and stick him out.
Perfect babysitter.
Yeah, here. It's kind of like, you know, you want to learn to swim. It's like that old John Wayne movie. Kid didn't know how to swim, so you just chunked him in the water. You want to learn to ride, best way to learn to ride a horse is just get a horse back in that right wheel.
That's right.
I guess you're the same way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I see y'all on Facebook. Your dad's pretty active on Facebook, and you'll see y'all either roping a bull out in the pasture and have him tied down or off at a rodeo. I saw a nice post, and y'all had what looked to be, you know, a legend in, for y'all. Ed Workman came to watch y'all ride. Where was that, at Graham?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about that. Is he one of y'all's idols, one of your dad's idols?
Yes, sir, most definitely. We've known him most of our whole lives.
Yeah.
My dad lived with him for a long time when he was younger, and he's always telling stories about when he was younger and riding bareback horses, and, man, he's a tough old dude. He told us one story where he knocked his eye out, and he stuck it back in his eye socket and taped it up and got on his next bareback horse.
Probably won it too, didn't he?
He did win it.
And folks, if y'all don't know who Ed Workman is, just Google him. He's a rodeo legend, and the rough stock community forever, right, Will?
He did all 5 events.
All 5, didn't he?
He rode bareback horses, saddle bronc, bulls, steer wrestled, and rope calves. In fact, you can Google him. He's can y'all hear me in that deal?
Yeah. Come on up.
I tell you, one of the coolest facts about him is, and I can't remember the year exactly, but I want to say 58 or 9, he was the only man on the Lubbock Christian rodeo team up in the Panhandle, and they won 2nd at the national final collegiate rodeo.
Did everything.
He did every event and beat all the other states except for one. He almost won the world by himself. The only guy on the rodeo team. That's how salty that guy is.
That's pretty
Jeez.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how old is Ed now?
Ed is, I believe, 85.
So what's your competition look like? I mean, there's, you know, the rough stock deal's kind of gone down, and Will and I talked about this yesterday when I called to see if y'all could come on the show. You know, the numbers are kind of down, you know, compared to all the other events.
Yes, sir.
And that, you know, you wouldn't think that, but I think that's just kind of the way the world is now. There's less of you guys, you know, floating around at, chomping at the bit to get on a bucking horse, period.
Yes, sir. They all want to be calf ropers.
Right. Calf ropers.
Or skateboarders.
Too many snowflakes out there.
Too many. I agree with that.
I wasn't throwing calf ropers in the snowflake category, though, by the way.
Well, anyway, y'all are kind of a dying breed. And I think it's interesting. That's why I want to have you on the show, because I just think it's tough and it's cool, and you know, the time to do all this is when you're young, and they're not doing a whole lot to promote more you kids to come along. Like you said, it's, you know, the ropers are kind of taking over as far as numbers. But what's your competition look like? Are there some pretty salty bronc riders out there?
Sir. There's a few. The saddle bronc riders, there's last year's state champion, Will Pollock. He's really good. They're just – the bareback riders, the horses are really, really rough, and it's hard to get by these horses. They're good for us. They're teaching us good lessons on how to ride the rough ones, because you're not going to draw a straight down the pin easy hopper every time.
Right.
But they're very rough, and they're hard to ride, and I think there's only been 5 or 6 qualified rides throughout the week so far.
Oh, man, that's not...
So they're not going to be very many in the short go if they don't come back on time.
So maybe they will adjust something to bring back...
I'm hoping so, because I have 2 7-second rides, and I'll be one of the top ones to come back.
Yep. Well, hopefully they'll do that. So what's next for you guys? What grade are you in school? Are you senior?
I'll be a senior, yes, sir.
Be a senior this coming up next year?
Yes, sir.
So you got one more year of high school. Are you wanting to do this in college?
That's my plan. Right now I'm going to hit up the CPRA circuit, and I can get my parents to sign off because I'm not 18 yet, and they can sign off for me, and I can go get on some horses there, and then when school starts back up, I'll start in the THSRA again.
Okay.
And I'll still do the CPRAs. And then when I turn 18, I can get my PRCA card. And I can get my permit and then win my card.
Okay.
And so
that's so you want to keep doing this, and, you know, for a while. Is it, like, possibly for your career, as a career?
Right now, that's the only thing on the agenda. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. No, that's fine. I think that's good. You're obviously good at it. What about some of your past accolades? Tell me what all you've won in your past and what all you've done up to now.
We won football in state last year at Strawn.
What are you talking about, rodeo?
Oh.
Well, no, that's fine. Anything, man.
I don't know.
Other than being the son of Will Barrett.
that's hard to beat. I don't know. I've won a couple of big rodeos in Lubbock. Cool. I won the Tom Butler Memorial Bronc Riding 4 years in a row, I believe it was.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yes, sir. And then they quit having it, so I didn't get to win it again, unfortunately. But I went five times, and I won it 4 out of 5, I believe.
I'll be darned. Well, that's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
So if you go to college, have you gotten some scholarship offers?
I have a full ride to Oklahoma State Panhandle University to ride saddle bronc. That's where the Ettbauer brothers are, but it's just too dang windy and cold up there.
Hey, I don't blame you there.
I don't know if I want to take that yet or not.
That is the coldest place on the planet when that wind's blowing.
Yes,
I'm going to tell you that. That's
ain't
for sure.
Ain't nothing between there and the North Pole but 2 barbed wire fences.
That's right.
Guaranteed.
I got a good buddy of mine from Guymon, and he'd come down here, and it'd be wind blowing 30 miles an hour, about 10 below, a little bit of sleet, and he'd be out there working horses. I'd just look at him like, man, you are crazy. I'd be inside. So what about you, Jade? You got some aspirations to do this in college? You want to go to college? You want to, or just go straight on in the PRCA? Or what are your goals?
Well, I'm just a sophomore in high school right now, but okay. Yes, sir. I want to go to college, and my plan is maybe get a full ride riding bucking horses, so that it'll help pay for some of it.
Yep.
But this isn't really my aspirations. You know, I want to be a vet. I've always liked animals, and you know, so I that's what I wanted to be for a long time, but this will help some with going to college.
Sure. I think that's one of the biggest draws with the whole thing is getting some money to go to college. Isn't that right, Will?
You bet.
That's what it's supposed to be for anyway.
I can't afford to send them.
I can't either. But the scholarship program is what this whole thing is predicated on, and really how it survives, period.
Yes, sir.
Because it's expensive for the parents, for old Will, to haul you guys around all these rodeos. Everybody knows that takes a little bit of money, and it's good to have something to show for it as far as a college education when you go pursue all this and you spend this money. That's kind of the end goal.
The High School Rodeo Association, Texas High School Rodeo Association, gives away pretty close to about $300,000 a year last few years for college scholarships for their seniors. I mean, it's a good deal, really.
Yeah, it's a fantastic deal. And I think they're constantly trying to raise more money. You know, like we were talking yesterday, rodeo kind of predicates itself on the donations that they get. You know, for marketing or corporate sponsors or whatever. So, well, I tell you what, folks, we need to take a break, don't we, Timmy?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break. We've got Bailey Barrett and Jade Barrett in here, champion bareback riders and saddle bronc riders. We'll be right back. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay McCullough.
Hey,
Have a question? Give us a call. 437-9898. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to the Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. It's Texas High School Rodeo Finals here in Abilene, Texas at the Expo Center. Going on the 9th through the 16th. The short go starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Is that right, guys?
Yes, sir.
So the short go for every event, if you want to go up there and watch, you can pull up the schedule at thsra.org. thsra.org. They've got, of course, the statewide. This is the finals. They take the top four in each event to go to the national finals. Is it still in Ogden, Utah or something, or Wyoming?
Wyoming. I think it's Cody, Wyoming.
And Cody, Wyoming. So, I mean, you know, future PRCA stars are here. Lots of young kids trying to get some scholarship money. These kids have been doing this their whole life. We've got Bailey and Jade Barrett in the studio with us, along with Pops, Wild Will Barrett. And they're both do bareback and saddle bronc. And we don't know if they're going to bring Bailey back or not, because you've already been through two. Jade goes tonight. So hopefully they will. There's fewer of these rough stock guys around, which is why I wanted to get them in here. But looks like both of you will have some scholarship opportunities this year and some scholarship offers to go do this in college. And I hope y'all do it. And Bailey, I think you got a full ride offer to, what did you say?
Oklahoma Panhandle State University.
That's where that Bauer brothers are. So they obviously think a lot of you. No other offers yet.
No, sir. That's the first one so far. I got that one when I was 13.
But you'll do the. You got that when you were 13?
Yes, sir.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was up there at a rodeo school, a saddle bronc riding school they put on there in Goodwill, Oklahoma.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and the rodeo coach from Oklahoma Panhandle State University was there and watching him. And of course, he's a little bitty boy. You know, basically a little boy, 13 years old, getting on. You know. 2,000-pound bucking horses. They had some monsters up there, and he didn't have any fear about him at all, and it's always worried me a little bit. But, you know, and that's the main thing to a rodeo coach is having a kid that'll get on and just keep getting on. That grit, you know, the grit is what goes the distance, you know.
I don't think
talent, ability, that'll carry you a little ways, but that determination and grit is what's going to get a man through in any sport or activity you're doing in life. And I guess that rodeo coach seen that he at least had a lot of grit.
Yeah.
And so he offered him that. Told me to keep him off of Benny Rank Bronx till he was about 15 if I would do that. And it was impossible. But we didn't get him hurt, praise the Lord. Been real fortunate.
Well, that's good. I mean, I just think it's fantastic. And so most of the other kids, they probably grew up just like y'all, riding bucking horses from a young age, or ponies, or whatever you want to call it. So who's your main competition? Is there any standout young guy? You mentioned somebody earlier.
In the saddle bronc riding right now, it's Will Pollock, and then he won state last year and went to nationals. I don't know how well he did at nationals, but he made it. And then also in the saddle bronc riding is Kale Newman. He's a kid from Hyco, Texas, and he's just a sophomore, but he's really talented. And then the bareback riding, it's probably
Peyton Lackey.
Yeah, Peyton Lackey. He's
won
really
nationals
good.
Last year.
Yeah, he's really good.
Where are they, where is he from?
I don't know.
Well, and y'all are from Ranger?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, we're from here, but we moved to Ranger.
No, you're not. You were just born in the hospital here.
I'm from Clyde. that was my first home.
Well, but you reside in Ranger.
Yes, sir.
So, and y'all, these bronc riders from all over the state.
Yes, sir.
And are there any from the Abilene area?
There's a couple. I think a kid named Gus Baker or Barker is from here, but I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
Peyton's from Blanco.
So who's the rough stock provider or contractor?
J&J Rodeo Company.
J&J Rodeo Company. And it looks like to me that they're bringing some pretty rank stock in here for high school kids to ride. And you said we've only have five cover.
Five or six in the saddle bronc riding in the bareback.
There's been about nine covers in the bareback. the real thing is his stock, some of them buck real hard, and then some of them will just go straight down the pin and yep. just hop. And them guys get a cover, and they're going to the short round. And
they don't really buck.
No.
Yeah.
No. And, yeah. I mean, there's just – it's just you're lucky your draw right now is whatever what you ride off of.
Yeah. So, Bailey, if you had to pick a school and a rodeo program that you could get a full ride to or even a partial ride to, which one would you want it to be? And that's a tough question, I know.
Yeah.
What would be your top three choices?
Tarleton would be one of my top ones. It's really good. They got a good rodeo school. I've always been a big A&M fan. They don't have the best rodeo program, but they do have a good one. You don't hear of it much because of their football program.
Right.
But they do have a good rodeo program there. And then, I don't know, probably, I don't know. That's about all I can
think of.
Well,
that's good. Those are good choices.
Cisco, maybe. They've got a good rodeo program. A new one.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, those are good choices, you know, is like we were talking about during the break. The networking that you get at these events and those college rodeo deals is a big deal for anybody. And, you know, when you go to these events or you're in college and you go to those events, you meet people from all over. And, you know, the ability to make connections and have those connections for the future and jobs and, you know, whatever skill or trade you're going to be in, whether you're going to do the Professional Rodeo Association for, you know, a career and try to pursue that for a few years or, you know, long term, that's a great network to be in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So as far as college goes for vet, where are you thinking about you want to go, Jade?
I really haven't looked into it much. I just know that's what I want to do.
You bet.
A&M has a really good vet school.
For sure.
But it'd be hard to get into.
Right. And I know you mentioned during the break that you were talking about you wanted to do, like, equine and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
So large animal.
Yeah, large animal and stuff like that. So the one up in Colorado, I know that's where a lot of people go for the equine. I can't remember the name of it right now, but, you know.
Colorado State.
Yeah, that's right.
I like Colorado. It's a long ways off, but it's always a choice.
You bet. So, well, that's cool.
So the schedule for June 10th, I guess going on now, they've got a morning performance and an evening performance, right?
Well, they did. Yes, sir, pretty much. They don't do right now. At Wednesday, they started doing evening performances as the main performance. They have stuff throughout the day. They'll do slack for breakaway and barrels and poles just because there's so many of them.
So they got all these events. They got steer wrestling, barrel racing, breakaway, calf roping, goat tying, team roping, pole bending and bull riding. And they got the bear on in the evening. They add the bareback and steer wrestling
and saddle bronc.
And the saddle bronc.
Yes, sir.
So the rough stock guys get to go in the evening.
Yes, sir. They do. I think they do two or three bulls in the morning, and they just get a couple of the guys out of the way, and then they do some more that evening.
Okay. So the evening performance starts at 7 p.m. and the short go starts at 3 o'clock this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And that's the end of the whole deal, pretty much.
Yes, sir, pretty much. For the riding, there'll be all kinds of awards and stuff. It'll last till 7 o'clock.
All right.
That's awesome. So if anybody, you know, that's listening right now has got kids or they've never been to this deal, it's going to be happening out at the Taylor County Expo Center.
Yep.
And to get more information on this, you can Google Texas High School Rodeo Association. Or you can just go on your phone or internet and you can type in THSRA.org, which in short is the Texas High School Rodeo Association.org. And you can see the schedule, the calendar, what's going on, what events, the times, who's going to be riding, and it'll be good fun. Everybody should load up and go out there to that today and this weekend.
If you can't make it, you can go to that website and you can watch it live. They live stream it for you if you want
to
watch it.
That's even better.
Event if you can't make it or don't want to. You can sit on the couch and watch it.
That's awesome.
Well, y'all need to go up there and watch Jade tonight. What time you think you'll go?
Bareback riding starts at 7. So.
Okay. Y'all will be the first event
in
the evening performance tonight. So bareback riding starts tonight at 7. Y'all get up there and scream for Jade. Hopefully, one of y'all will make it. Hopefully, they'll bring Bailey back.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for coming in on the show, and we appreciate you guys, and best of luck to y'all.
Thank you.
You guys are a dying breed and tougher than nails, which is pretty obvious just looking at you. but I'm glad y'all are prettier than Will.
Amen.
I mean, That's right. Yeah. Well, guys, thank y'all so much
for coming in. We enjoyed it, and I know y'all are going to do good and got a bright future ahead.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you, young men.
Thank y'all.
Well, folks, let's take another quick break. We'll be right back. We've got PJ Perkins coming on. You're listening to The Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We'll be right back.